We had to bend our two, man. Just playing over the top, seeing everything. So I'll tell you about Austin coming across the middle. So when I saw him coming across the middle, I was really breaking towards him to make the tackle. And the ball just went through his hand, popped up, saw the ball, went and got it. So when I caught the ball, had to switch it back to running back from high school days, you know. So got to the sideline. When I looked upfield, I saw a lot of blue. I was like, and then I glanced to my left real quick. Saw all my white guys over there, so I was like, let me get back over to the left. So I cut back over there, and my guys led me through to the touchdown. When was the last time you scored a touchdown? College, Tennessee. College in Tennessee, I think it was an 86-yard touchdown.
How
good does it feel today? Fantastic. I mean, my first career touchdown in the NFL, fantastic. A memory I'll never want to forget, and definitely a game-changing moment for the team, and got the ball back in our offense hands and changed the momentum.
The secondary was kind of rough here because how much does a game like this help your group keep building confidence moving forward to the future?
Just trust. I mean, the confidence is there. I mean, we don't have no confidence. I trust every DB that we have on our sideline, and we all are accountable. We all know what the defensive scheme is, so any guy that we put in, we could trust and know they're going to do their job to the best of their ability. We just knew from the scouting report he was a sharp guy. It's like playing Drew Brees, but that's a Hall of Fame quarterback, different quarterback skills. But just know he was a sharp guy. He had to get over our D lineman, and our D lineman did a great job putting their hands up and making them throw over balls, and that's where the tip balls came from and got caused us to get the turnovers.
Landon, even before the interception, you were making a lot of big kicks, a lot of big tackles. Were you especially, it seemed like you were kind of rising above a lot of other people out there. Were you especially
This is my game. I love the game. I love the game of football. And when opportunity comes for me to make a play, I try my best to do something.
What do you think when you see the ball up in the air and the last play, the only one in the end zone
was
BRC?
Oh, I was like, just catch the ball. I said, we had a talk before the game. He said, man, if I catch one in the end zone, he might be going for 100. I said, just let me know. when he caught that last one, we was all skeptical and seeing what he was going to do because we all kind of got ready. And then he just ran out of bounds. Definitely was due for one. Just had to think. I mean, my biggest problem was not running to the ball when it was in the air and stuff like that because it was so far away. And I made it a thing of mine to run to the ball to make sure because you never know tip balls. It happens, and it happened for me today. That's my first mind thought is getting in the end zone. Even the second one I was trying to get in the zone. That's my first mind. My mindset is to get there. And if I can, I will. Say that one more time. Definitely. I mean, it's a momentum changer. I mean, when you get an interception, it takes a lot of defense on their side of the field. It takes a lot out of the offense because, I mean, they just got it. That's where the trust issues come in. And, knowing that you need this down and distance. You need this win and you need to play in this, this game of inches and then you need everything to count. Once I got back to the left, I knew I was getting in the zone because all I saw was my guys in front of me. I could have made it easy and ran around with Jackrabbit because he sealed the edge off for me. But I was like, let me just punch it through and get in the zone real quick.
He gave you a little push at the end, it seemed like.
I think so. I think it was him and somebody else gave me a push and just dove in from there.
What was it like as a defense? I mean, obviously, you know what happened last year, but basically, well, as a defense, what came today?
That was our biggest problem last year, and we wanted to showcase that. I mean, if you put us on the field, we're not gonna lose the game for our team. And that's the biggest key for us. I mean, we want to get out the field on third downs. We want to make game changing plays, and definitely get the ball back to our offense.
What do you think about 4-3 at the bye week?
Fantastic. I mean, like Odell said, it could be better, but definitely be over 500. I mean, yeah, 500, and got a lot more to work on. A lot more to do. I mean, we take one game at a time, and we're going to continue doing what we do best.
What do you make of this whole thing, playing in London, strange atmosphere? I mean, what do you make of this whole thing?
It was love. I mean, they came out and supported us. Our Denver style crowd is full, especially in a different country. Definitely the first time experience. I'd love to come back and definitely will play in front of these fans again, because, I mean, it's astounding. Even though they were cheering for both sides of the field, just hearing the fans cheer, you know, and giving the support, it was fantastic. Top 10. That's our goal. We're trying to be in the top 10 in the NFL and in defense, because we're 32 and we're trying to make a big difference in that standpoint.
Thank you.